Welcome back to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Micha Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Lamed. This is a fascinating chapter, at least fascinating to me. We continue with the reign of Chizkiyahu, who, if you remember, is a good king. And we're going to learn here that the people en masse celebrated Pesach Sheni in this year. Okay, so let's go. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph. Vayishlach Yechizkiyahu al kol Yisrael v'Yehuda. And Yechizkiyahu sent to Malchus Yisrael am Malchus Yehuda. He also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh to come to the house of Hashem in Yerushalayim. Laso Pesach l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. To do the Korban Pesach to Hashem, the God of Israel. So what does this mean? He sent letters to Malchus Yisrael. So Rabbi Adin Steinzelt writes, since the Book of Chronicles, Sefer Divrei Hayamim, deals almost exclusively with Malchus Yehuda and refers to Malchus Yisrael only incidentally, it does not even mention a highly significant event in the history of the kingdom of Malchus Yisrael, which is the conquest in the early years of the reign of Chizkiyahu by the Assyrian Empire and the exile of the inhabitants of Malchus Yisrael from the land. It appears that this exile, however, was not total, as that would require not only great cruelty, but also methods that were not available at the time. Therefore, even if only for technical reasons, the mass exile was incomplete, and quite a few people, remnants, actually remained in the territory at this time of Malchus Yisrael. They were under the control of foreign authorities, but it was possible to try to inspire them to come and celebrate Pesach with their brethren in Yerushalayim. So when the Pasuk tells us that Chizkiyahu sent letters to those in Malchus Yisrael, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, he's speaking to the remnants who have not been exiled by the Assyrian Empire. And the king and his advisors and all the assembly advised in Yerushalayim to do the Korban Pesach in the second month. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about Pesach Sheni that is outlined for us in the Torah in Parashas Bechukosai, but not Bechukosai, that's the clause, in Parashas Baaloscha, I'm so sorry, Parashas Baaloscha in Sefer B'Minbar Perek Tet. So what we have is the halacha, if someone is far on the road or if he is tamei lenefesh and he cannot do Korban Pesach in its right time on the 14th of Nisan. So we read in Perek Tet of Sefer B'Midbar, beginning in Pasuk Tet through Pasuk Yadal, the halachos of Pesach Sheni. Hashem says, if a man is tamei lenefesh, or he's on the far path, and he cannot do the Pesach to Hashem in the proper time, he can do it b'chodesh hasheni, b'arba sar yom bein harbaim, what we call Iyar, the 14th in the afternoon, yasu oso amatzos u'merorim yachlu, and you cannot leave any over to the morning, you can't break a bone, like all the chukas ha-Pesach, all the laws of the first Pesach, you should do the second Pesach. So we have a principle of Pesach sheni, and this is what Chizkiyahu is going to do on man with the people. Why? Kilo yachulaso ba'ir hahi. They were not able to do the first Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. Ki ha-kohanim lo hitkadshu l'madai va'am lo nesfar l'Yerushalayim. Because the Kohanim were not sanctified sufficiently and the people were not yet in Yerushalayim. Remember, they are re-sanctifying the Beis HaMikdash during his reign. He's a very righteous king. They weren't ready en masse. The nation wasn't ready by 14 Nisan, and now they're going to do by 14 Iyar. Vayishar hadavar b'nei ha-malchu v'nei kol ha-kal. The matter is good in the eyes of the king and in the eyes of the assembly, and they're going to do Pesach Sheni. Vayamidu davar lahavir kol b'chol Yisrael mi-be'er sheva v'adan lavo laso Pesach al-Hashem Elokei Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. So they proclaim the word, interestingly, from the south, Be'er Sheva, up to Dan, to come and do the Pesach to Hashem, the God of Israel, in Yerushalayim. And then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Hei, ki lo larov asu kakatuv. What does this mean? Because they had not done for many years like what was written. And this is absolutely fascinating to me, because Pesach is so non-negotiable to us as from Jews, and never mind that, as observant Jews, Jews all over the world celebrate in some fashion a Pesach Seder. What does it mean, kilo l'rav asu kakatuv? Because for many years they had not done like Israel. Mitzudas David says, ki lizman miruba lo asu Pesach kakatuv b'torah, v'lazah haya mehutzrach l'hazkirom l'zarzam. For many years they had not done the Korban Pesach like it is detailed in the Torah, Parshas Bo, and therefore it was necessary for the king to remind him and to be mizares them, to urge them with alacrity, says the Mitzuda, Mitzudas David, to do the Pesach, the Karban Pesach. Rashi also says, Pitron, the explanation is, Ki rov shanim avru shalo asahu kehil chaso. Imagine this, many years have elapsed and the people have not even been celebrating Pesach. They haven't been doing the Karban Pesach they're supposed to. To me, that's just astonishing. To us, Pesach is non-negotiable. And I would say to the majority of Jews, whether observant or not, some celebration of Pesach is not negotiable. And unfortunately, under the kings of Malchus Yehuda, with the corruption in the land, both Rashi and Mitzudas David teach us, they have not celebrated Pesach for many, many years. Isn't that fascinating? Well, sad and fascinating. So they send letters. Vayechu haratzim be'igros mi'ad ha-melech. It reminds me, la havdel v'chashverush. And they send out the runners with the letters in the hands of the king and the officers and all of Israel and Yehuda, like the command of the king. What do they say? B'nei Yisrael, shuvu el Hashem, okay, av mitzvah v'Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, let us repent unto the God of our patriarchs. V'yashav el ha-pleita ha-nisher lecham mikaf malchei asher. And the she'eris ha-pleita, the remnant that is left over from you, from Malchus Asher, will come celebrate with us. And do not be like your forefathers and your brothers who did a trespass against Hashem, and Hashem made them as an astonishment, like you see. In other words, don't be like your forefathers and your brethren who were exiled. Return and repent unto God. Ata al takshu arpachem kavasechem. Do not let your neck be stiff. Don't be stubborn like your forefathers. Send your hand forth to Hashem and come to his mikdash. Uvol mikdash show. So not only does Chizkiyahu want to change things for the good of Malchus Yehuda, but he even reaches out to his brethren, the remnant of Malchus Yisrael, to come celebrate, to do teshuva, the yashuv miken charan apo, and God's wrath will be turned away from you. Ki b'shuvchem al Hashem achechem uvenechem l'rachamim lefnei shoveihem v'lashuv la'aretz hazo. And he is trying to, Chizkiyahu, give chizuk to the remnant of Malchus Yisrael. If you return, ki b'shuvchem, when you return to Hashem, then your brethren and your children will be granted compassion, before their captors, v'lashuv la'arad hazot, and perhaps they will be returned to this land. Ki chaned v'rachem Hashem akechem. God is merciful and compassionate. V'lo yasir panim mikem im tashuvu elav. He will not turn his face away from you if you return. And the runners go from city to city in the land of Ephraim, Pasukin, and Menashe to Zvulin. And what is the response of the remnant of Malchus Yisrael? Vayihu masichikim aleihim umalikim bam. They laugh at the runners, at the representatives of King Chizkiyahu. They mock, they scoff before the remnants of before the remnants of Malchus Yisrael laugh. Masichikim from Schok, umalikim, they are scoffing at those representatives from King Chizkiyahu. Rabbi Dean Steinzeltz knows, and again, this reiterates the idea that Pesach just fell by the wayside, the idea of returning to the temple after hundreds of years, during which their ancestors had not even visited Jerusalem, seemed preposterous to many of them. So in Malchus Yehuda, apparently, both Rashi and Mitzudas teach us, they were not even celebrating the Korban Pesach. The Beis HaMikdash had fallen into total disrepair with the corrupt kings. In Malchus Yisrael, they weren't even visiting Yerushalayim anymore. The idea after hundreds of years of going to the Beis HaMikdash to Yerushalayim to do this Korban Pesach, they probably even heard about it only from their ancestors. It's something they didn't have relation to. It was like a joke to them. They're laughing, they're mocking. However, Chizkiyahu does reach some hearts. Ach anashu me'asher menashu mizvul. Some people from the tribe of Asher, the territory of Asher, Menashe, and Zvulun, Nichnu, they were humbled by Yavor, the Yerushalayim. They came to Yerushalayim. And also in the territory of Yehuda, the hand of God gave them as one heart, Lev Echad. What was their one heart? Lasot mitzvah hamelech v'hasarim b'dvar Hashem. They're going to listen to the command of the king, which is to do Pesach Sheni. And the officers, v'ye'asfu Yerushalayim am rav, lasot erchag hamatzo b'chodesh Hasheni. So you have a huge contingency gathering in Jerusalem to do chag hamatzos to bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Iyar. Iyar kahal l'rov ma'od. Such a huge assembly. And it's very beautiful. And again, I've said it before, but it's a matter of chizuk, no pun intended, with Yechizkiyahu the king, to see that there was a righteous king in Yehuda who wanted to restore the glory to the base of Mikdash. And two, Avodas Hashem, Vayakumu Vayesir Asam Mizbechor Asher B'Yerushalayim, I'm in Pasuk Gedalad. They arose before they offered the Korban Pesach. They removed the altars in Yerushalayim. We're talking about Avodah Zarah. They call Hamakdaros Heisiru, and all the burning for incense they removed. Vayashlichu L'Nachal Kidron, they cast them into Nachal Kidron, all the altars dedicated to idolatry. They removed all the altars that they used for incense burning. They cast them into the Kidron Valley. Vayishchatu HaPesach Ba'arba Asa L'Chodesh Hasheni. This is exactly what we learn in Bamidbar Perek Tet. And here they slaughter the Korban Pesach on the 14th. And I remember last year, the COVID pandemic, Ali Beer, who is the whole head of United Hatzalah, I remember that he was deathly ill. He had come to Miami for fundraising and he got stuck in Miami. He ended up deathly ill in the hospital in Miami. And when he went home to Eretz Yisrael, maybe some of you remember as well, he missed Pesach. And he there's a picture on the news, I think it was in Yeshiva World News going around online, of his table set for Pesach Sheni. Today, of course, we do not have a Korban Pesach. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Kohanim. We don't offer the sacrifice, but the table was set for Pesach Sheni. He missed the first Pesach, and at least spiritually, it is the idea of keeping Pesach Sheni, which here the people were doing practically, and the Kohanim and the Levim were humbled, and they were sanctified, and they bring the olos, the appropriate karbanos, to the burnt offerings. Olos, totally burnt Hashem. And they stood al amdam kimishpatam ketoras Moshe ish Elokim. I am in Pasuk Tet Zayin. They stood in their respective places, the Kohanim and the Levim, each performing their task accordance with the Torah of Moshe, the man of God. The Kohanim were sprinkling the blood from the hands of the Levim. There were many in the assembly who did not have time to purify themselves in time. Interestingly, they either didn't have time or they didn't undergo the purification process if they were tamei demes with the Parah Aduma. So what happened? Interestingly, Chizkiyahu davens. Okay, not everyone is tahar. If you're not tahar, you can't eat of the Korban Pesach. So what are they going to do? The people returned en masse, both from Malchus Yudah, and even the remnant from Malchus Yisrael came, some of the remnant. So what did they do? They can't eat the Korban Pesach if they're in a state of impurity. So, ki hitpalel Chizkiyahu aleihem. Chizkiyahu davens lemar Hashem hatov yichaper ba'ad. Pasuk Yichas. Chizkiyahu davens. And he says, Hashem hatov yichaper ba'ad. The good God will atone for you. You didn't do the paraduma. You didn't undergo the ritual for purification. But Hashem will atone for you. Because each man's heart was stirred and prepared to seek out God, the God of his forefathers. But he did not have time to undergo the Tara Sakodesh, the purification as necessary, as prescribed in the Torah. Vayishma Hashem el Chizkiyahu vayirpa esa. Miraculously, God listens to God listens to Yechizkiyahu or Chizkiyahu, and miraculously he heals the entire nation. So generally, if someone is tamei the mace, okay, Parshas Chukas Perek Yud Tes of Bamidbar, they have to undergo a strict purification process. A certain number of days, ashes of the paraduma are sprinkled of them. Then they have to go be metahar in the waters of the mikvah. But here there wasn't time for that. The people, again, remember, they don't even know the halachos of Pesach. My goodness, they haven't celebrated both in Malchus Yudah and in Malchus Yisrael for years and years, and Malchus Yisrael for hundreds of years. They haven't even visited Yerushalayim. It is so hard for us to fathom how far they strayed. It's hard, at least for me. I'm not saying that judgmentally. It's just very difficult. You know, we daven every day for the base of Mikdash to be rebuilt, for Hashem to restore his Shechina to Tzion and Yerushalayim. It should be immediately in our days. But it wasn't so pasha during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Things were obviously still very complicated and people strayed from the path. So they come and they actually gather, but they're all Tamei Lameis. So Chizkiyahu davens and Hashem hears and accepts their prayers. Vayasu pasuchav aleph, vayasu b'nei Yisrael hanimtzim b'Yerushalayim et chag hamatzot shiva yamin b'simcha gedola. And the nation who are found in Jerusalem celebrate Chag HaMatzot for 7 days with great simcha. Umahalalim laHashem yom b'yom halavim v'kohanim. And the lovim and the kohanim each and every day are praising God b'klei oz laHashem. They have their musical instruments and musical instruments of strength and they're praising God. So it was a mass celebration of Pesach in the second of Iyar. under King Chizkiyahu, who the righteous king, and even included the remnant who are not exiled, Malchus Yisrael. And Chizkiyahu speaks to the heart of the Levim, Hamaskilim, the discerning ones, Seichel Tov, with good wisdom, and they eat on the Moed for 7 days, and they bring Zavachim, and they bring Shlamim, and they confess to Hashem their God. Only a few more psukim left to the Perek. Our time, I see, is really up. It's just fascinating. As I recommend in the past, it's worth going through all the psukim. And Yechizkiyahu HaMelech offers additional animals for korbanos, and the entire congregation of Yehuda, the Kohanim, the Levim, the entire congregation from Malchus Yisrael, even the strangers from the land of Israel who lived in Yehuda, rejoiced. Everyone was besimcha, pasuk havav, atihi simcha gedola b'Yerushalayim. There was such great simcha in Yerushalayim because of the celebration of Pesach Sheni. Ki miyemei Shlomo ben David melech Yisrael lo kezos b'Yerushalayim. Could you imagine? From the days of King Shlomo, the son of David, the king of Israel, there was never anything like this in Yerushalayim. One here, count on your fingers. We start with David, then there's Shlomo, one. Rechavam, two. Aviah, three. Asa, Yehoshaphat, Yehoram, Achaziyahu, Yoash, Amatsiyahu, Uziyahu, Yotam, Achaz, Yechizkiyahu. We're the 13th generation. And we have just learned that in 13 generations, since the time of King David, there was never such a simcha in Yerushalayim. Vayakumu, last pasuk. Vayakumu haKohanim haLevim vayivarchu es ha'am. The Kohanim and the Levim get up. They bless the nation. Vayishma b'kolam, and they listen to their voices. Vatavot filatam lim'on kadsho l'shamayim, and their prayers reach God's holy abode, all the way up to the heavens. What a beautiful time of Teshuvah, what a beautiful celebration of Pesach Sheni, what a beautiful repentance under King Chizkiyahu of Malchus Yehuda and the remnant in Malchus Yisrael. Thank you so much for journeying with me through Divrei Hayamim. Thank you for learning today. Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Alal Sham. I look forward to learning more with you tomorrow. Kol Tov, have a great day.